possible sending churches is to realize that the task of missionary care isn't up to Missions Resource Network, but it's up to each sending church. The senders are the ones that do the missionary care. And so for us to be able to come and talk about that tomorrow is just such a joy. Just a word about Missions Resource Network, in case you're not familiar with it, started as a parachurch ministry to come alongside mission efforts of Churches of Christ. In Churches of Christ, you know, we're so autonomous, we're anonymous when it comes to knowing what each other is doing. And we tend to work in silos. And so the idea of networking together on purpose, purposefully networking together to talk about what we see God doing and how we can join hands and make that more effective as possible. It's really born out of how can we not reduplicate one another's efforts again and again and again, spending the Lord's money that way, but stewarding the Lord's money better and sharing ideas. Just in this last year, the bringing together of groups like Healing Hands, CRF, and some other Church of Christ-related helping agencies. Some of you are familiar with Caris and other agencies that help in times of need. Well, to bring them together at the same table and talk about how can we help each other. There was a drilling rig in one country that wasn't being used because they didn't have the engineer from the other group, and they thought, well, we could do this together, and lo and behold, five different wells were dug in a few months' time because they actually worked together for the first time. Those kinds of things, providing clean water, and when you can provide for people's needs of something as simple as drinking water, it can open up hearts to listen to the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's just a little inkling to have somebody like Sam Shoemaker, who was born and raised in Africa, and for him to be advocating for national strategies for entire countries, bringing together workers in a particular language group, and to talk about how can we work together and help one another. Perish the thought that we would actually help one another in missions. And I just love being a part of that. He's helped now for years and years in Africa, and is now the director of Africa Missions. Mark Hooper is in Asia right now. Actually, he's our Asia director, and by director, it just means that they help oversee different things that are going on and try to connect pieces of the puzzle. After going to Myanmar for a training, they've gone to Batam Bible College and helping with a succession plan for Winston Bolt that's been there for years. And then they'll be going to Singapore and helping with some other churches and going on up into Southeast Asia to help with some other stuff. Always on the go, always on the move. Phil Jackson has been very instrumental in Romania, where he met his wife. And it's interesting to hear him talk now about having just come back from Bucharest and calling for 100 prayer warriors that would call for the revitalization of the Bucharest church so it will not die. And that's significant when we realize we get to a point that, okay, we need to be praying for these churches and praying for the revitalization of local leadership taking over and taking that into a next step. One of the things that's been very helpful to me in finding out about this work of missionary care and of Missions Resource Network is some of the resources that are provided. And I brought with me just a handful of ideas. Philip Slate put together the Missions Handbook for Local Churches, something that's about 10 years old now, but still very helpful in helping churches just put together a missions policy and put together some kind of covenant between the sending church and the missionary. We've also had the delightful resources of serving as senders. Neil Perillo has three books on helping the sending church be the best sending church possible. And this is about one of the easiest reads, I think, that's out there as far as missionary care is concerned. We've just come in contact with a group called the Barnabas International. And they have, I'll be reading from this tomorrow, so nobody steal it off the table, please. But they have a wonderful metaphor for what it means to come alongside missionaries that are on the field, using the metaphor of a tender, one who tends the lines of a deep sea diver. And if you're a deep sea diver, you need to have somebody that's attending to your lines, that knows what they're doing. And that's really the work of the sending church as well. The other book that I wanted to make sure that you saw is a book that we just put together for, and it's just the missionary preparation process. And we'll be talking about this a little bit tomorrow as well. But just to give you an inkling, this last weekend we were in Muskogee, Oklahoma for what we call Quest, in which we assemble, and this is just in the beginning stages of for a missionary couple that wants to be a part of a missionary team. How does the sending church know that they've got the right stuff? And so we say, well, why don't you pick out some assessor couples from that sending church, and we'll hand them some questions that we want them to ask you, and then we'll meet together with them in the course of the weekend, and we'll have them tell us to give you a list of blessing by the end of the weekend of what you needed to be commended for, what they see as far as growth areas in your lives, and what they see as recommendations before you leave for the field, what you need to accomplish. And out of that, I told them after the weekend was done, I said, you know, if that would have been, half of that would have been done before we left for Belgium, we would have been so much better prepared for what we did. And it just makes me thankful for tools that are available now. We didn't even know what missionary care was, let alone what reentry care. We didn't know what reentry was until Clyde Austin coined the phrase when he was doing his reentry work some 30 years ago. So that kind of thing has been very helpful. And so just to give you a little taste of what we're doing tomorrow, please come and be a part, and please come prepared to ask questions as we work through this, because we see as our purpose is not so much to do a whole lot of talking and walk away having answered all the questions. We want to raise the questions and get the discussion started, so that we can be talking to one another about the most effective possible way to do the mission of God. The mission of God is much, much bigger. The Great Commission is much, much bigger than any of us could do on our own. And it's much too important for any of us to not link hands and do it together. So we must work together on this. Let's pray together. Lord God, thank you for each one in this room. Thank you for your grace, your mission. Father, as Lord of the harvest, you've asked us to pray for workers for the harvest. And we realize that means we're not only praying about ourselves, but we're praying about people that we will reach for you with your good news, who will in turn tell friends and neighbors about the saving grace of our good Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you so much for forgiveness. We thank you for your church, that we can be a part of a body of believers that believe so strongly in giving good news. We pray that we can sharpen those tools even this weekend as we encourage one another. Thank you so much for each one in the room. Thank you for the experiences you've given us. And thank you for what you have in store. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Now, we need to spend more time talking. Don't leave all at once. And I know there's lots of calories out there that must be consumed, right, Sharon? They have to be consumed before anybody leaves? No. But thank you again for coming. Does anybody have any questions about what we've said so far? I do not have extra copies of the books. However, the ones that are from MRN, if you let me know, in fact, I forgot to bring my little clipboard for people to sign up. We'll make a little clipboard for tomorrow so you can sign up with your email address so we can be sending you the electronic copy of our newsletter. Plus, if you want to receive a paper copy of a thing called Resource, we can send that copy as well. Then make other resources available when they are ready. But most of these books, the Perillo book and the Barnabas book, those are books that are available on the market. So, but I did want you to see an actual hard copy of them. I do have a bibliography. I don't think I have it printed out yet, though. We could do that. We could do that for tomorrow as well. Well, we got work to do. It's a good thing I brought my resource person. Well, thank you for being here, and we'll go at it tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.